AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A warning from France. People connected with extremists who carried out attacks in Paris last week could use chemical and biological weapons. That comes from the French Prime Minister as he urges Parliament to extend a state of emergency. Other officials say it's still not clear whether the suspected mastermind of the attacks has been killed. They're trying to see whether he was one of those killed in a bloody raid on an apartment in a Paris suburb. New York today is also on alert after a video was released by the Islamic State group showing scenes of Times Square. Mayor Bill de Blasio was urging calm.
It is the goal of terrorists to intimidate and disrupt our democratic society. We will not submit to their wishes.
In Washington today, the House is considering a measure to tighten rules on refugees arriving in the U.S. from Syria. House Speaker Paul Ryan.
We will not have a religious test. Only a security test.
But President Obama told reporters today in Manila there are already tough rules to help screen potential refugees.
We already have in place the most vigorous vetting process that we have for anybody who is admitted.
And the White House has announced that President Obama is prepared to veto the House measure. Protesters upset about the shooting of a black man by police this weekend in Minneapolis have been moved out by police. Police spokesman Michael Friesleben says that officers had come under attack.
Officers have taken rocks and bottles continuously, especially at night. We've taken gunfire from just east of the precinct.
Members of the local Black Lives Matter chapter want police to release video of the shooting. The FBI has launched a civil rights investigation. In Chicago, police will be told today whether they will have to release the footage of a shooting a year ago in which a black teenager with a knife was shot several times by police. Investigators have said the teenager refused to drop the knife when he was confronted by officers. This is AP Radio News. As Marco Rubio campaigns for the Republican presidential nomination, he's saying he would reinstate a half-century-old diplomatic freeze on Cuba. The Florida senator also told the Associated Press he would let U.S. companies invest in Cuba in exchange for free and unfettered internet access on the island. Former Subway spokesman Jared Fogle says he's profoundly sorry. He's to be sentenced today on child pornography and sex crime charges. He faces a possible sentence of more than 12 years in prison. The soup is cooked on the E! Entertainment Network.
Joe McHale has hosted the parody program for a dozen years. It started as Talk Soup with Greg Kinnear as the original host. The final episode airs December 18th.
That's the AP's Jeremy Fryer. No word on why the network decided to pull the plug. The NFL will ask a federal appeals court in Philadelphia today to uphold a potential $1 billion settlement for thousands of concussion lawsuits filed by former players. Critics say it compensates some retirees at the expense of others. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.